prayer warriors. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank everyone that'll be listening to the recording. We thank God for you, and we pray that God bless you. We pray that we give you just some words of wisdom here. Let me pray again, and we're going to get right into the message. God, we love you. We thank you, and we ask you to bless everyone that's on the prayer line and those that get a chance to listen to the on social media. God, in the name of Jesus, give us wisdom, skill, and understanding these few minutes. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Mark the 6th chapter. Mark the 6th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the King that came in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in the 6th chapter here, we'll let Sister Miller start reading. Let's start reading at the 26th verse and read to the 34.
I apologize. I'm subscribing right now.
Oh, okay. Sister Tashana, you're there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Start at 26 and read down to 34, and we'll just talk about this.
Yes, Mark 6 and 26. And the king was exceedingly sorry, yet for his aught's sake and for their sakes, which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent a
executioner,
yes, and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head in a chamber and gave it to the damsel. And the damsel gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told them all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourself apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him and ran a foot feather out of all cities and outwent them and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion towards them because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things.
And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat? And he said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fish. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave to his disciples and set before them, and the 2 fish divided he among them all, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fish, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word. Give us just wisdom and clarity in Jesus' name. I want to I'll just speak to you for a minute, a few minutes on using wisdom to rest, using wisdom to rest, using wisdom to rest. We are in a worldwide ministry, and God is laying just a great foundation. And, you know, God is bringing people, and revival is going to break, and we're going to have thousands of people coming from just all over. And all of us are going to have to push ourselves. This is why we're letting everyone minister, you know, Sister Miller, Sister Cat, Dan, Sister Deshaun, and just everyone, Brother Sister Mike. We're trying to make everyone, we're trying to get everyone into a place where they can minister. Here is very important. I don't think this is really taught enough. And I said, we need to really stop and teach on, you know, taking time to rest. You have to take time to rest. Jesus here, God made flesh, takes time to rest. He's pushing the disciples, pushing himself. The revival is, has broken, and you know he is God Almighty. So people are coming from all over to heal. Remember, he healed every sickness and every disease in the cities. At times, every sickness and every disease in the city. Can you imagine it? So people are coming from all over, and he has to tell the disciples to come into a desert place and rest a while. So they go into a desert place trying to hide from the people, but you know how people is, Brother Miller, you know how they are. They go and say, where Brother Miller at? Where's Sister Tashawn at? Where's Sister Brother and Sister Magna? They're over here. So here come all the people. Like, now they out here in the desert place. All the people, they find them, and then they come out there. And now they have to, the people are staying. They don't want to leave, you know, because of miracles and the power of God. And now he has to turn the few fish and the loaves into food to feed them. And notice the wisdom that he does here. He's taking up all of those baskets full of fish. He said, well, he don't need that much to just feed them. That is true for the one meal. But what he's doing, he's giving them enough food for their journey back to where they came from. He's not letting them walk back, you know, 10, 20, 30 miles. He's giving them where they have another meal or so to take with them on their way back. This is the divine provision of God. Again, he tells the disciples to come you yourselves and apart into a desert place and rest a while. We are here. 3:30 in the morning to sometimes 7, 8 o'clock. And then we're here every evening, 7 o'clock, 8:30 or later. And now we're here three times on Saturdays. So every day we're here and multiple times a day. You have to get your rest. If you're working and you got chores and you got this, before you know it, you will run your body down. You will begin to get sick. I was talking to Sister Deshaun the day, and I told her she had to go and lay down and rest, get a nap, go. And that's what the Sabbath is for, resting and get a nap, sleep and rest and get caught up on your sleep. Again, I know sometimes things will come up, but try to during the week to make sure that you're getting rest. Make sure you got to take a what we call a power nap or whatever. Do what you have to do to get your rest. Why? Because we will be fasting. And when we're fasting, your body is going to use extra energy. When we're praying, virtue is going out of us, and it's a strength that's going out of you that you don't imagine because you're fighting against demons. Remember, Jesus said, who touched me? Virtue had went out. When we're casting out demons and when we're praying for these people with casters and just all kind of different things, needing deliverance. These are demons that we are praying against. And so when you're praying against the demon, it wears on you physically because virtue is going out of your body. The Spirit of God is flowing through you to deliver people and to get people healed. Now, this is something we must do day and night. We don't take a day off. So it's up to each individual now to really monitor yourself and get rest, because when we get the numbers up, it's going to be so many people that all of us are going to be just wild. And you got to have your system to where you and your wife or you and your husband and different ones take time out to get rest. Or if you're by yourself, take time out to get rest. And if you got children and grandchildren, they're going to want to play and want to, like little Amaris, you want to run and play. And, you know, you get up most of the night praying and reading and doing this and doing that. And the kids don't understand it. Little Arthur's not going to, little Amari, they don't understand that. Little Queenie, all these little children, they're going to be ready to run and pray. Then we got teenage grandchildren, and it's so much going on. Then we got family that we do want to spend time with. Our family, we don't want to act like we're so stuck up, so to speak, so spiritual. We're not any earthly good. People are going to be calling you to talk to you. So you have to now realize the tactics of the devil. When you need rest and people start calling you, just get back with them. If it's nothing just really important, go ahead on and get your rest. Call them back. Don't just sit on the phone an hour just talking when you know you need sleep. Tell them, look, I'm going to call you back. It's important that we do get our rest, because this will be a problem later. If we don't learn to do it now before the crowd come, all of us are going to be just sick and drained physically because we're not using wisdom. So all of us now have to get us the pattern of, if not, what my mother used to call it, rest broken. And you're going to need your day of sleep. You run yourself down. You need a whole day of sort of just crash, we say. Well, now we must start doing the best we can to eat right. A lot of sodas, a lot of sweets, a lot of junk. You don't need it in your body, because we're going to be fasting and pushing ourselves, and it's going to pull you down. I'm not saying don't eat it altogether. If you want a snack, or you get your soda, get your cake or whatever, but don't make this just a regular deal. Start eating your salad. Start, if you got vitamins, get you a good vitamin and a vitamin C. But start thinking health conscious. Let's start exercising. Let's get ready. We are soldiers in the army of God, and we must now get ready for revival. This is operating by faith. Make sure you're eating your green vegetables. What you eat is important now. What you eat is, we can't just eat a lot of junk and have the strength that we're going to need to stay up and get up every morning. And our body's like a machine that God made. So we got to put the right gas in the car, the right diesel in the truck or whatever. So we got to put the right things in us that's going to help us be the best we can be, just like a professional athlete. You're not going to be able to just eat junk every day and perform at a high level. So we must now begin to get our juice, get our fruits, get our vegetables, get us some good meals when we're not fasting, because we are going to be fasting. And so Jesus is an example here, and he called everybody aside. Okay, now I know people are dying. I know people are sick, but look, I need all of you to come and rest. Think about that. People are dying. People are sick. But in the middle of all of this, he said, look, I have to keep you all healthy so we can reach the people. If all of us are sick, we're not going to be able to be effective in reaching the people. So the Bible said, do not be ignorant to Satan's devices. I mean, all of us must get our rest. If not, you're going to stand four or five of us down at the same time, and on and on and on. And before you know it, who's going to minister to the people? So then the devil starts killing the people. We trying and pushing ourselves. Keep in mind, the revivals, when I studied history, I found out something. I was a history geek on studying all these revivals. But all those revivals, the people would pray, and they would pray. I mean, they would start and pray all night. And they would go into these cities, and revival would break out, and a thousand people come. Next thing you know, it's like 5,000 or 10,000 people at a revival. Can you imagine? The revival would last all night. After they finished preaching, the people would be still crying and getting saved, all night long, 4 or 5 in the morning, you're still baptizing people. And so when you realize something, I'm going to say that's very, very important, that I never knew until I studied history. Most of those revivalists and ministers did not live over 30 years old. They pushed their bodies and did not use wisdom. They pushed their bodies, when revival break it. But how can you turn down someone crying? Look, I want to get saved. My daughter, whole families were getting saved. Can you imagine 10,000 people coming one weekend and a revival gets saved? and 5,000 people at one time get saved, and here come another way. And you're all not. You got to get all of them baptized. You got to get all of them taught. And the people are so hungry, and they're crying all night long. And these ministers died an early age, you know, due to the fact they did not have the wisdom to prepare and systematically deal with the influx of souls that was coming. We must now, that's the purpose of us getting, you know, everyone to minister now. Where everyone can minister, this person to get a break, and this person, and we can still meet the needs of the people without just one or two people trying to do it. All of us. And that's what Jesus was doing. He chose 12, you know, one of them was a devil, but then he went and chose another 70. Then he went and chose some more. I mean, so he was steady making disciples. Then he told them to go and make disciples out of them. I mean, he was steady building and teaching people where he's not just teaching them, but he's teaching them where they're able to be able to teach. So when you're ministering, you're not just ministering to the people, but you're ministering to them a foundation that they can share with someone else, the gospel, death, burial, resurrection. You're teaching them the basic deals where they can meet a stranger on the street. So it's not so complicated you have to go through you know, this Bible college or whatever. These were ignorant and unlearned men. And he taught them and spent the 3.5 years with them teaching them where they could go and now make this disciples of men, which was his commandment to them. So they had to go and minister to other people. So in that, you're going to have to do your studying and your fasting, your praying, but you're going to have to monitor your health. You're going to have to, we can't have revival without fasting. Fasting takes so much away. I got to get ready to go on another fast this next week. And it takes so much away from you. But if we don't fast, there is no miracles, no demons are cast out. This kind goeth forth but by prayer and fasting. So we're fasting, and now we're not eating. We are now we're staying up, getting up 3:30 in the morning. We're pushing ourselves, and then we're ministering all day. So now our body is depleted of nourishment. Our body is depleted of sleep and everything else. And your body is going to crash sooner or later. It's just the facts of life. You have to get your rest. Jesus himself pulled them aside to rest. And if we don't start doing it now and getting the system where we're drinking our water, we're eating our vegetables, we're trying to get on some health here, we're going to crash when revival breaks. In other words, we're still, with True Tabernacle, they ran good and everything. But then, man, here come 10,000 souls. And then next thing you know, all of them are sick and they could not carry the revival. Because the anointing and the virtue is going to be going out, there will be times we got to pray for hours and hours. And so, and you got to step on the phone sometime to talk to a person for an hour that's going through, want to commit suicide or a drug addiction. You're ministering. But then while you're doing this, you are not sleeping. And then you back up again 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, because we have to pray. We have to do this to get to break the revival. So we have to now start paying attention to when we can get our sleep and taking advantage of it. Take your power nap, drink your water, eat your fruits and your vegetables when we're not fasting. Don't just eat a lot of junk. Start preparing for the revival that's coming, because again, most of those ministers did not live past 30 years of age because they were still up all night when revival break. And when we see that in history, you say, well, wait a minute, we got to plan better. And this is what I've been doing, trying to get everybody to minister that way. Some of us can be asleep while Sister Miller and Sister Kathy are ministering. Then we can take shifts. We can kind of rotate and do different things when it's revival break. And someone else can be leading the prayer. And we can be able to reach so many souls and then be able to others resting if all of us can just get a system of where we take better care of our health. And none of us are getting any younger. We are not in our on the problem. We're not in our 18, 19, 20 years old anymore. So now we got to eat right, take care of your body, your health. I'm not saying don't eat your ice cream. Eat you some ice cream, but get you some salads, get your health, monitor everything. Start paying attention now and make sure everyone is exercising. If you got to go walking or whatever you got to do, do some kind. If you can, you can buy one of those kitchen mats, one of the a good thing you can do is the little floor mats in the kitchen, the little foam mats that, you know, you stand when you're washing this. Buy them. They don't cost no more than $10. That's one of the perfect things to have. Just walk in place on it. You can be walking in place while you're praying, walking in place while you're, you know, doing other things, but get your exercise in. Eat right, drink your water, eat your vegetables and everything, and get ready to fast and get ready for the greatest revival the world have ever seen. But again, tonight, wisdom is justified of all of her children. Wisdom is justified of all of her children. Sister Kirkman, anything we missed and you want to add tonight? Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I would just like to encourage the men and women on the prayer line. Get you a bottle if you're a female, the women mega vitamins, and the men mega vitamins. You can get them at Walmart or the GNC store. But you should take a vitamin every day, because if you're over the age of 40, then your body is not what it used to be. And especially if you, like I do, operate on maybe 4 hours of sleep a day, you definitely need vitamins in your body in order to supplement your body, in order to be able to endure, to go forth. And Brother Derek always encouraged me, you can take vitamin C and he always makes me take a handful of them. You can get them at Walmart. They come in 2,000 milligrams a tablet. But you could take 10 vitamin C's at one time, and whatever your body doesn't process, it comes out through your urine. And so you can never take too much vitamin C. But what vitamin C does when you take them in a large amount like that, 5 to 10 of them, they act as a antibiotic. So any impurities or anything, that infection you would have in your body, the vitamin C helps to cleanse your body. So it's always good for women and men to take a mega vitamin and to take vitamin C in order to keep the stamina of your body so that you're not wearing yourself down. And also to drink water, you know, we'd be surprised of just constantly moving. I know some of us is in different professions that require us to constantly be on the go, but a lot of times people don't realize that the food that we now eat do not have the supplements and the vitamins that it once did when we were children. Because a lot of the foods are being sprayed with pesticide and different types of some type of it won't come to me now. But the food doesn't have the vitamins that it once had, so we have to supplement our bodies with different types of supplement. And you know, it's always educational literature that you can get where it talks to us about if you're in the store, you know, Brother Derek and I is always reading up on things as it deals with health, because that's one of the things that I've been basically talking to myself about as well as my husband. That you have to be an example, a role model to the people that's going to come to us asking us to pray for them. And if we're not in good physical health to endure, then we won't be able to have that stamina. Like Brother Derek said, your body will wear out on you. And I know today I had to get rest because my rest was broken and constantly going. And not getting enough sleep, it'll catch up with you. But anyway, we're here for one another, and I always encourage each other to drink. Make sure that's an area I need help in, drinking enough water, because our bodies, especially now that the temperature is as hot as it is, we can dehydrate. And if you work outside, you know, you want to always make sure that you have something over your head, that you're not allowing all of that heat to go on the inside of your head and get a heat stroke or something. But we have to make sure we're drinking enough water in this type of weather that we're dealing with. And I can remember I was at one of the tent revivals, and Brother Carol was talking about how the temperature was going to get up to 145 degrees. People were going to be dying like flies from the heat. And so the type of heat that we're experiencing now is getting hotter and hotter every year. So it's so important that we have enough water in our bodies in order to be able to function correctly. I know every time I don't have enough water, then my nails, your nails will start to split. Fingernails will start to split when you don't have enough water in your body. Your body will always tell you when you don't, when you need water. So I encourage you, if you don't have a mega vitamin that you're taking every day and you're not taking vitamin C, that you begin to put vitamin C inside of your body. Another vitamin that I often take is echinacea, because echinacea acts on your immune system and keep your immune system built up to where you're not catching colds a lot, you know. And so it's so important that we put those vitamins in our body that we're not getting in the food. We're barely making it by the food that we're eating in order to survive with. Yes, yes. And so Brother Derek just wanted to speak on everyone tonight. Yes. On the importance of us taking care of ourselves and making sure that we drink the water and the vitamins that we need, because okay, settle down, sweetheart. Because we're in a time in which we're gonna look up. You know, I remember when I started with Brother Derek, when he came home and I spoke to him, I said, doesn't seem like it's been 20 some years. It seems like it was just yesterday. And that's how fast this revival is going to come upon us. It's going to be like, my God, where did all these people come from? And I often think about Oral Roberts, with just one miracle. The Kemp Arena was crowded. They didn't have enough room for people to sit in, you know. Overnight, the world knew Oral Roberts. That's how fast God can move. And so God has a time and a season where he's building, helping us to rebuild the altars and to build the platform. And for those of you that's in construction, like the Millers are, you know, you have to have a good foundation in order to build the barns and stuff that they build and the business that they have. And so if the foundation is not good, then the building is not going to sustain the inclement weather and the different climates that it experienced over a period of time. And so we're at a time, settle down, baby. We're at a time in which us being on this prayer line every day is building a good foundation, and God is getting us ready to bring in the multitudes of people that's going to be coming in that we're going to have to minister to. And it's no way that Brother Derek and I will be able to do this by ourselves. You know, it's not coincidental you on this prayer line. God has a work for you to do, and this is the body of Jesus Christ. And I will continue to pray for each and every one of you, that God will continue to keep you in good health and give you long life, because we need one another. Brother Dale. Yes.
Amen. So everyone really study the Gospels, know the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Know the Gospels. Just read them over and over. Know the Gospels. Really spend more time in the Word. We're here to preach the Gospel. I know we have to minister a lot of other things, but as the souls come, the Gospel, you must know how to minister the Gospel, how to get people healed and all of this. So go and do all of your studying. In other words, we want to move by faith now. This whole discord was an act of faith where we're preparing for the wave that's coming. We're already ministering in Africa, but it's going to be all over the world. And we own so many different deals besides Facebook where you all are praying and we're ministering to people all over the nation. And when we minister, people are listening to some of the services next week, next month, next year. So make sure that you are studying, because what you're saying is going to be it's going to be recorded and it's going to be able to go around the world. People will be listening all over. And so lay a foundation. We're not trying to just sound good like preachers do nowadays. They just want to sound good. We're not trying to just sound good. We're trying to lay a foundation that's helping the people that's in front of you and also the people that are here, the recordings and the videos, and see this year, next month, next week. And this foundation, God will actually put it into the hands of the people that's hungry, that's in churches and not even saying, but they got questions about things. You will be answering their questions and not even knowing it. You'll be thinking you're ministering to the audience here, but God has a bigger audience than just here. And I thank God for the recordings and all that's happening. The last thing I want to say, one great thing I would encourage everyone to get up is the Bragg's Organic Apple Cider Vinegar. It's Bragg's Organic Apple Cider Vinegar. Pure apple cider vinegar. Take you a tablespoon of that every day. This is, to me, one of the most amazing things that I've ever ran across. If you got blood pressure, diabetes, or different things that are going to attacking your body, this pure apple cider vinegar, you will not have to take blood pressure medication or any of this other stuff. Your blood will start cleaning itself up. I've never seen anything like it. You will be able to see a difference within a week yourself. And this is what the pharmaceutical people have tried to keep off of the market. This is natural apple cider vinegar. The Bragg's Organic is the best kind. Just a tablespoon of that a day, and then you check your blood pressure. Check it before you start, then watch. A week later, your blood pressure will stabilize without any medication. So this is important to get the things to get us to be the best we can for God. Like the military, we want to be the best we can be for God. And so let's give God our all in all. Again, let's get some exercising in it. It don't have to be much, but we need to do some exercising to get ready and to get healthy. That's all we really wanted to deal with tonight. I don't want to go into a different direction, but we're proud of everyone. We thank God for everyone. Keep doing what you're doing. Let's get ready for the greatest revival the world have ever seen. We love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Let's get healthy and let's work for God together in Jesus' name.
Brother Derek, you might want to let them know why there is a difference with your blood pressure and taking apple cider. Is because what the apple cider does, it cleans your blood vessels out. So you are an individual, and that's a lot of times high blood pressure is formed because people have, whether they have cholesterol or some type of blockage in their veins, that the blood is not flowing like it should. And so the apple cider helps to clean the blood vessels out. Go ahead, Brother Derek.
Yeah, it is so amazing. When I first took a tablespoon of the apple cider vinegar to try it, I remember I had to lay down at the top of my eyes and everything was hurting so bad, like it was about to explode. And I said, man, what in the world is going on? I had to go lay down. I had this serious headache. I mean, like 15 minutes after I took it. And so the next day when I took a tablespoon, it did the same thing. I said, man, what is going on? I need to stop taking this stuff. It's something, maybe it's a side effects or whatever, but it was cleaning out the blood vessels and stuff. And like I said, you will see a difference within a week. Just check your blood pressure before you start And then a week later, we keep changing, but a week later, you would actually see this work naturally. It's unclogging your blood vessels, and it would begin to stabilize you. The diabetes, it'll begin to clean all this stuff out, and it's all natural. And so we want to stick with all the natural things that we can stick with. But God bless you. We don't want to hold you. We want everybody to rest tonight, and let's get ready for this next week. Thank all of you for making this just an amazing week. God have touched a lot of souls. Let's continue to pray for our sister Delphine. I was home from the hospital at night. We pray for emergency. I will be checking on her and others that we are on our prayer list. Let's continue to go back over those names. And if you have any, text them to us, get them to us so we can keep everyone that need prayer in prayer. God bless you. We love you tonight. Enjoy the rest of your day. Rest of your night.
Brother Derek.
Yes, yes.
I'm not trying to countermand you. You're absolutely right. Apple cider vinegar is a great, great health supplement. However, yes. Bragg was a family recipe for the last 100 years, but it got bought out by a private holdings group, and now they're putting chemicals in it. The specific gravity has changed. The effects of it are changing in the last 6 months. I would not recommend Bragg. There are some other alternatives. I'll put it in the general chat over the next day or so.
Okay.
Who's teaching Bible?
Okay. Well, brother, let us know, Brother Miller, that other one that's got out. They said because Bragg started in 1912, and so those people are dead and gone because they were a family deal that ran it, and so now, you know, other people take over something. They don't just kind of stick with how grandmom and granddad and all, and they want to do something quick in a shorter way. So we will get the another name to you of something that's pure. We want to have what's pure. Brother Miller, we'll get that to us. We can make sure we get that, and then we'll get with Brother Magnite and different ones to know different health deals, the elder bears, just different things. We will brainstorm together to be the healthiest that we can be and as we work for God. But God bless you. God bless you. We love you tonight.
Sister Bernice, do you know how to hang up? You just tap your phone, and then at the bottom right, there'll be a red hang up button. Looks like a phone. The red circle.